8:31 the time. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us today. As we do each and every Thursday, we have the good fortune to speak with our mayor. The Honorable Mayor Bob Whalen steps in for a conversation. And we thank you for being here this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. As I look out the window here, it looks like a summer day on the way here. We're going to press 80 degrees, I think.
It really does. It looks like one of those days that you brag about to your friends across the country who are suffering right now with probably some cold or snow or whatever. But yeah, a perfect summer day. I just walked in from outside. It's going to be beautiful here in town.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah. So on a sad note, we this past weekend found out that we lost a fighter in this town, a lover of our community, Arnold Hano. Can you share some thoughts with us about Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold was a remarkable man, not only a person who made, you know, significant contributions to our community, but you look back in his career, he started in New York, you know, and he was a very renowned sports writer and wrote a famous book called Day in the Bleachers about the World Series game back in the early 50s. And then he worked his way across, and I remember talking to Arnold. He got here to Laguna Beach in 1955, and I said, well, you know, why Laguna Beach? And he said that he and his wife Bonnie just arrived and drove the coast down towards San Diego and thought Laguna Beach was the beautiful spot and where to be. So, you know, he's been here obviously a long time and made significant contributions over the years. You know, most notably, I think it was the late 60s, right? He fought the battle to get the height limit in town set at 36 feet because, you know, development along the coast was starting to go vertical and, you know, we could have had a mini Miami Beach type situation with condos
right
lining the ocean. But he'll be missed. Arnold was just such a really a brilliant guy and such an interesting person to talk to. So I'll miss him a lot.
Right. And likewise, and really right up until the very end, he was everywhere. There wasn't an event. There wasn't anything really that took place that we didn't see Arnold at. Hearkening back to the book, the incredible book he wrote, that story was about the amazing game in which Willie Mays made that famous over the back catch.
Yes. And Arnold was in the bleachers just behind him.
Oh,
so up above him. And, yeah, he went and he told us. I recommend it. It's a very short book. It's a short book, but it's worth reading. And you get a sense of Arnold Hano and his writing there out of that little book. I bet you could probably get it in our local bookstore.
Fantastic.
Books.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing those thoughts with us. So what we're going to find in either January or July is that students across Orange County and really across the entire state are going to have to be vaccinated against coronavirus following an announcement from Governor Gavin Newsom. Is that a good idea? And what kind of contact do you have with our school board regarding this?
You know, I have not been in contact with the school board over it. I mean, obviously this decision is, you know, being handled at the state level and then by the individual school districts. But, you know, I read several articles on it this morning in the various papers, and, you know, it's obviously recommended as something. They think they've done the testing, and they it looks like next week they're going to get the emergency use authorization through. So, you know, there's certainly going to be pockets of resistance to it, but I think a lot of parents will get their children vaccinated, and for two reasons. One, there is a risk to children, not as high, fortunately, as adults, but I think I read this morning there were something like 765 deaths across the country in the under 12 age group. And then young children can infect older people who are, you know, vulnerable. So hopefully we'll, you know, the vast majority of the students will get vaccinated just like they do for measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. I don't know. There's like a list of six or seven they already get vaccinated for to go to school, and this will just be one more. I think every additional vaccinated person is going to help. I read, so on the paper, I think 68% of Californians have had one shot and 62% are fully vaccinated. And then if all the children get vaccinated, that would boost the fully vaccinated number by about 10%, which, right. you know, was going to help. That's just moves us closer to, you know, what they refer to as the herd immunity.
Right. That overall, that would be another 28 million vaccinations or 28 million people vaccinated. And of course, not all of them are going to be doing it. And the number you gave out, you gave the number for the deaths for kids under 11 or very young. Under 16, there were over 6,000 deaths across the country. So yeah, it is the way to go. It is definitely the way to go. But it all depends on when the FDA fully authorizes the vaccine for those age groups, of course. Let's talk about something that happened last meeting. You transferred two city-owned non-motorized trailers to the FBI as part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And I'm curious, are those the trailers that we see behind City Hall in that area? And if so, will they stay there and will the FBI operate out of those trailers or are they moving somewhere else?
I thought they were the trailers out at the alternative sleeping location in the canyon, the ASL, that we got during early on in COVID from the county. And to my knowledge, they're moving out. They're not going to be,
operating from there, right.
Going to beach on that. Yeah. So okay. I'll double check that for you, Ed, but that's my understanding. That's the ones out in the canyon.
Okay. All right, and this question, I think it came up a few weeks ago, but as we're nearing Halloween, we're 3 days away from Halloween, the Oak Street Party is taking place, and the city loves the Oak Street Party. The city closes off the street and provides officers. Will the city also provide the porta potties, or is that the responsibility of the residents of the street that are throwing the party?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. I'll have to find out for you, but, it is a city. There's a large number of children from the city who obviously come over there, and it's a safe place to, with the street closed and everything, a safe place to trick or treat, and the families are used to it and enjoy it over there. So I'll check on that. I don't know.
All right. I appreciate that.
Hopefully, everybody will have a fun, safe Halloween over there, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're the radio station's going to be out there. Do you dress for Halloween?
Not every year. I've been on Oak Street, though, on one occasion a few years ago. I had a costume on. I remember that. It was fun.
Okay. And do you go with the monster look, or do you go with the superhero look, or what exactly? Where do you lean when you dress?
Honestly, that year I was heavy into the discussion of the undergrounding of utility poles. So I dressed as an Edison utility guy with a vest, and I had my own utility pole. It was about 10 feet tall, made out of PVC pipe. So,
you know, I didn't brief you on this one, but I do want to ask the question. You mentioned Edison. This past weekend, just a little drizzle, it seemed, and the power was down among many parts of the city, and the same thing happened a few weeks back. We've seen a few power outages in the last several months. Are we in touch with Edison as to why this is happening so often?
We didn't talk about this, Ed, and it's like a setup. I've got a call at 10 this morning with Edison and the city manager to find out what's going on and why we've had this increased number of outages. It, doesn't make sense. One of them was related to the severe thunderstorm we had, and that was a lightning strike. I mean, that's going to happen.
Right.
No fault of Edison. But, yeah, what's going on with all these others that we've had? I know we had one late August. In our neighborhood, North Laguna, I was walking home from the festival and everything went dark in North Laguna for a couple hours. Some explanations from Edison.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for letting us know. And I'd love for you to tap me back and let me know how that conversation turns out. I have a conversation with Supervisor Lisa Bartlett happening on Tuesday. Are you working on anything with her that I might be able to pass along, or is there a question you have, or...
We are working on several initiatives with the county. We had a meeting with Supervisor Bartlett that I did about 6 weeks ago with staff. We're buying the library parcels from the county, so we'll own the parcels. And we're trying to work out an agreement with them on the library, which I think is going well, where they would agree to hold aside the money that we're going to pay to acquire the site and invested in future library improvements in our city, but we're trying to get that one done. We're talking with her about meeting with staff on us taking over the South Laguna beaches from the county on a revenue-neutral basis. We'd like to provide the service down there, but the county would need to work with us to make it revenue-neutral. We're obviously relieving them of some cost and taking on some service burden ourselves, but that's a big one. And then we are working with her, and really in her capacity as member of OCTA, Orange County Transportation Authority, to move along funding for Laguna Canyon Road improvements. We've talked about bike, pedestrian, possible reversible HOV lane. So all three of those are big projects we're working on with her.
Fantastic. I'm glad I asked the question. I'm glad I asked. One final thing before we head out. So we talked about Oak Street. What are the chances of getting you to come out and judge the costume contest? Are you going to be around? I'd love to have you as one of the judges for the costume contest.
I think I'm in town. I'm going to be around. I got a big judging this afternoon, 3:00 over at the Suzy Q. I got to jump to judge the pumpkin carving for the kids.
You are everywhere. You are just everywhere. Mr. Mayor, I can't thank you enough for the time you spend with us in the morning. I appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, sir.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. I'm going to send out with some Rolling Stones. 8:43 the time, Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show.